Remember when making money was all that mattered in business? That world is rapidly disappearing. Driving through Florida's sprawling highways and strip malls, infrastructure built for convenience and immediate gratification, I can't help but notice how dramatically attitudes are shifting. A new generation is rejecting old norms, questioning everything from career paths to the value of money itself. They judge products not just by quality, but by how they're made, forming loyalties based on positive social impact rather than traditional brand promises. Making a difference has shed its hippie image to become totally badass, the new status symbol. This shift isn't just happening in trendy urban hubs, it's a global phenomenon transforming business at its core. When Pope Francis becomes a social media sensation for his inclusivity, and Bill Gates dedicates his fortune to solving global health challenges, something fundamental has changed. Conscience has become cool. What we're witnessing isn't merely a trend, but a fundamental reordering of assumptions about business. Today's entrepreneurs speak of doing well while doing good, a stark contrast to the get-rich-quick schemes of the dot-com era. In Soweto, a young entrepreneur named Mangaliso has created a concept store selling products that embody Ubuntu, a Zulu philosophy meaning human kindness through togetherness. His store functions as both a social and economic catalyst, expressing this profound idea that I am me because of you. Innovations typically take 40 years to move from margins to mainstream. Our connected world developed alongside civil rights, women's liberation, and environmental movements, with Silicon Valley's roots in Northern California's counterculture, seeds that have grown into what I call conscience culture. This isn't altruism, but practical evolution. Darwin would say we're forming a global conscience out of necessity, given population growth and limited resources. As knowledge increases, our values evolve. What your grandparents accepted might seem unconscionable to you because you understand more about the implications. The paradox of SUV drivers donating to rebuild hurricane-damaged shores illustrates our struggle to connect individual choices with systemic problems. We've reached a defining moment, a big wake-up call catalyzing the conscience economy. Today's convergence of population growth, human rights movements, environmental changes, and connected technology has created unprecedented conditions for transformation. Environmental awareness has evolved from fringe concern to mainstream priority, with resource scarcity becoming a primary source of geopolitical conflict, affecting once immune communities through droughts, wildfires, and debates over extraction methods like fracking. A revolutionary cultural shift is emerging from our interconnectedness. This culture of conscience operates on core beliefs. Collective self-actualization redefines the self as part of a we. Optimism drives belief in creating a better world. Fairness triggers outrage at injustice, and well-being encompasses physical, mental, and spiritual health. Transparency is now expected, with consumers finding information businesses withhold. Authenticity demands genuine materials and communications. Disruptive irreverence challenges systems while maintaining lightheartedness. Sensible environmentalism is considered basic, while global citizenship balances local focus with broader movements. The conscience culture thrives where virtual technology meets physical reality. Its members are tech-savvy yet value the natural world. They systematically rediscover traditional processes, viewing organic farming as glamorous and vinyl as superior. Digital connectedness has become both lifestyle and perceived right. The younger generation shares willingly when beneficial, but protests when civil liberties are violated, as demonstrated by their support for Edward Snowden. Without addressing how we want our world to evolve, we risk a dystopian future without privacy. Yet a better alternative exists because our digitally empowered society can choose a different path. In the conscience economy, brands must embody meaningful belief systems, not just represent products. Citizens of conscience culture express values through brand choices, making brand management the most crucial value-creating business process. Brand originates from an organization's soul and conscience, not just logos. Today's brands represent production methods, operational practices, and political stances. Brand reputation directly affects sales, as shown by boycotts against companies with controversial executive views. Consumer expectations now extend beyond rational and emotional benefits to include personal agency, community empowerment, and social impact. Products sell based on their production story rather than just features. Brands must create communities by inviting participation in something meaningful. We trust people, not businesses, turning to wikis, social media, and personal recommendations because conscience is inherently human. Face-to-face remains our most effective communication method, with our brains naturally processing multisensory inputs. Core values must be living principles driving action, not platitudes. In the conscience economy, values must inform all business activities. The goal is for everyone in your organization to tell the same core brand story in their own words, similar to how people describe Santa Claus consistently yet personally. The concept of business having social responsibilities isn't new. Brands like This Bar Saves Lives exemplify the buy-to-donate model, while Duncan Goose's transition from advertising to founding One Water brand after witnessing generosity during a Honduras hurricane demonstrates this approach. While CSR has been vital to civilization's evolution, these principles must now move beyond specialized departments into core business operations. The Great Depression proved crucial for corporate responsibility, forcing a rebuild that reintroduced ethics into governance. We're currently in the performance era, connecting social impact with business performance under the mantra, "Do good in order to do well." The next phase will be the initiative era, where innovation begins with social impact as mission critical as profit. Traditional marketing is dying. With consumers bombarded by over 40,000 daily messages, conventional marketing has become litter. Intelligent data analytics now outperform creative campaigns as real-time metrics transform the function dramatically. The new CMO, Chief Matchmaking Officer, has four key responsibilities: identify potential brand connections, understand these people deeply, apply insights across operations, and establish lasting customer relationships. Matchmakers balance rational facts with emotional truths, blending creative communication with analytical thinking. As customer expectations evolve, the traditional 4 P's of marketing yield to 5 C's: context, conversation, clarity, cohesion, and creativity. Today's matchmaker understands not just location, but timing, emotion, and circumstance. In our social media-driven world, business relationships depend on meaningful dialogue. The conscience economy requires our active choice between two futures, one without vision, another guided by positive change. Our perception of challenges shapes reality, with optimism fueling transformation rather than catastrophic concerns. Culture drives economics, not the reverse. Our economic system is a mutable invention. Value itself is belief-based. Gold held ritual significance to pre-Columbian people, but monetary value to Spanish conquerors. This understanding empowers us to change unsustainable systems. We shouldn't oppose growth, but redefine it. Growth is fundamentally beautiful. Children develop, relationships deepen, knowledge expands. The key distinction lies between destructive, exploitative growth and beneficial, healthy growth. The choice is ours: continue business as usual, extracting value without considering consequences, or embrace the conscience economy, where profit and purpose align for sustainable value. Tomorrow's successful businesses will recognize this shift isn't just ethical, it's essential. In our interconnected world, conscience isn't just good karma, it's good business.